There's been a lot written and talked about Randy since his untimely death on Saturday, about his personality, how dedicated he was to the community, to covering life and the stories that make this community unique. You know, he could be pedantic, he could be stubborn, he could drive you absolutely crazy, but at the same time, he was the person who was the king of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances, and was incredibly loyal to the people that worked for him. So the poem that I've chosen to read is The Call by Mordaunt. He wrote it during the Seven Years' War in 1756 to 1763. He was a British army officer. The Call for me really is 14 stanzas of very old, very fruity language that are wrapped around the one stanza that I first stumbled across, and you'll know it when you hear it, is what speaks to me about loss. The Call by Mordaunt. Go, lovely boy, to yonder tower, the fane of Janus, ruthless king, and shut, oh shut, the brazen door, and hear the keys in triumph ring. Full many a tender heart hath bled, its joys in Belgia's soil entombed, which thou to Hymen's smiling bed and length of sweetest hours had doomed. O glory, you to ruin owe, the fairest plume the hero wears. Raise the bright helmet from his brow, you'll mock beneath the manly tears. Who does not burn to place the crown of conquest on his Albion's head? Who weeps not at her plaintive moan to give her hapless orphans bread? Forgive ye, brave, the generous fault, if thus my virtue falls. Alone my Delia stole my earthliest thought and framed its feelings by her own. Her mind so pure, her face so fair, her breast the seat of softest love, it seemed her words an angel's were, her gentle percepts from above. My mind thus formed to masery gave the tender tribute of a tear. O Belgia, open thy vast grave, for I could pour an ocean there. When first you showed me at your feet pale liberty, religion tied, I flew to shut the glorious gate of freedom on a tyrant's pride. Though great the cause, so war with woes, I cannot but lament the deed. My youth to melancholy bows, and Clotho trifles with my thread. But stop, my Clio, wanton muse, indulge not this unmanly strain. Beat, beat the drums my ardor rouse, and call the soldier. And call the soldier back again. Sound, sound the clarion, fill the fife, throughout the sensual world proclaim one crowded hour of glorious life is worth an age without a name. Go then, thou little lovely boy, I cannot, must not hear thee now, and all thy soothing arts employ to soothe my Delia of her woe. If the gay flower in all its youth thy scythe of glory here must meet, go, bear my laurel, pledge of truth, and lay it at my Delia's feet. Her tears shall keep it evergreen to crown the image in her breast, till death doth close the hapless scene and calls its angel home to rest.